DJW Mobile.
DJW K4OIM.
How are you doing this day? I don't know if it's afternoon yet or not.
About 20 minutes after noon. Dave, I'm having problems with my throat. I had to go get a piece cut out this morning to get a biopsy done, and my tongue is swollen up. I can hardly talk. Do you think you could maybe find somebody to call the net for me tonight, Dave?
Absolutely. No problem, Walt. We will take care of it. Don't worry about it. You just focus on getting well. No problem.
Having trouble with my throat now for about a month, and it's just got worse in the last week. And my daughter, she's one of these that's dead against the COVID shots. And she's been reading up on the internet about one of the side effects is dry mouth, sore throat, and a knot in your throat. But one of the doctors I saw this morning, he said, "I don't pay any attention to that. Go ahead and get your booster shot when you're eligible."
Eligible for it yet or not? Or I went and looked mine up about half a month ago, and it said I gotta wait. I haven't had enough time pass since my second shot. Are you eligible?
January the 14th.
Same boat I am. I got my second one on the 11th of 6 months ago, so I got to go check again. Mine might be, they might let me in this time. Anyway, it pays to keep checking, make sure. You don't want to get that. That's wicked stuff, right? That COVID, you don't want to play games with that stuff.
My grandson, he's 5, so he could get his, but my daughter is saying no. I don't know why she's so bullheaded about this. Man, this sore throat or whatever's wrong with me is a side effect to it. It ain't as bad as getting that COVID. And, man, we've lost too many. They said yesterday, I believe it, we done hit 800,000 in the United States that's died from the COVID.
And out of that 800,000, more and more are coming from my family. And I'm sure yours too, right? Everybody else's. But when you get that big a number, it starts to impact everybody. And I don't know about you, if you went to the Greer meeting last night, I thought about it. I came close to it, but that's the reason I didn't go. I'll just be truthful. I'll have contact with people, but re-breathing the same air in the same room for an hour with the same people is asking for it.
It was like you. I wanted to go, but I told my daughter, I said, whatever this is, I don't want to go up there and pass it on to anybody else. It is contagious. But, man, it seems like I never was sick till I had that stroke and broke my neck. And I've been taking omeprazole for acid reflux for 15 years. And I had to go get an upper GI done, and they said my stomach was eat up with peptic ulcers from the omeprazole. It eats the lining out of your stomach, so they changed my medication. And at the same time, I had a colonoscopy done. They found 8 polyps. They removed them, and thank God they all come back benign. And then a month or two later, I went and had these cataracts removed, and now I can see. I don't even wear glasses, period, now. But then this coming down with this throat like it is, I do throat that I have cut way down. And I can't put nothing in my mouth. It's like my mouth is on fire. Everything I put in there is burning. And the doctor told me this morning it might take up to a week for them to get the results back from that biopsy, but I've got to go see another doctor at 8:30 in the morning over in Greenville. Supposed to be an eye, ear, and throat specialist. Thank goodness I've got Medicare and that WellCare supplement insurance, but these specialists, I still have to pay $45 copay, and that adds up right quick right here at Christmas Day. K4OIM for ID.
N0TR.
Recognizing Tom. Well, Walt, that is, that is difficult, especially for a ham radio operator who, you know, likes to use his voice. CW helped that out. CW fall for that, but anyway, take care. Don't worry about the net tonight. I'll pick up the net, or I'll find somebody that wants to pick up the net. That is not an issue at all. Just do what the doctor says and get better. Go ahead, Tom. W4DJW.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Walt, you get your booster shot. Bernice and I got ours. That's BS. You'll hear every excuse in the world not to get it. Get your shot. It could mean difference in life and death. And it didn't bother us one bit. And you can get a sore throat and a cold from a lot of things. There's more excuses not to get it out there than I ever heard in my life. Anyways, you guys take care. We're sitting in the Ingles parking lot, just pulled up and got some push water and going in now. So Bernice is sitting here waiting on me. Good to hear y'all. Walt, I told you right about getting your eyes fixed, and I wouldn't lie to you about the shot. Take care, buddy. K4OIM, N0TR, 73's guys.
TR. Tom, I'm going to get that booster shot. I don't care what anybody says. And if they come out with a fourth one, I'll get it too. This is just something, I don't know what's caused my tongue to swell. It at night, my mouth is so dry, my tongue sticks to the palate of my mouth. And when I keep a bottle of water there on the night table, and when I try to get my tongue loose, it's like I peel a layer of skin off of it. And it feels like somebody just ripped my tongue and my lips and my gums with a razor blade. But maybe I can find out something tomorrow. W4DJW, N0TR. I'm going to have to quit talking and get off of here, so I'm going to say 7-3s to y'all. 7-3s, guys.
And Dave, that's the reason I didn't go to the Greer Club last night, Bernice said to tell you. I don't want to be in close proximity to a crowd. N0TR. Good judgment, Dave.
Hear that voice. Stop talking. Put that mic down. And Tom, I hated it. I mean, I want to go see everybody. I want to go to the, I'm glad Breyers went back to virtual. And it could be nothing, but it could also turn out to be something. So there will be other meetings later on down the road when we get a better handle on this stuff and the variants and all that stuff. But for now, if I don't have to, like my wife, she still has to go to work. But they've got this rhythm that they've got set up that keeps people separated as much as possible. So, and they won't meet in the same room and, you know, sit for hours talking to each other in the same room. So just wise to take precautions. It can't hurt. There will be other days when this has passed us and we can get together like we used to. I like going flying with Steve, go outside in the bright UV. Right? That stuff doesn't live long in the UV, so I'll stand outside and fly all day long, but tight place, close place meetings, go if I have to, but not if I don't have to. N0TR, W4DJW.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango.
Recognizing Rusty. Yeah, Bernice went on and left me here, so I'm going to go in just a second and get some shrimp. North Carolina fresh shrimp, by golly. Well, and I meant to tell you something else about that alarm earlier, Dave. On my truck, if you push the start button twice, you can get out and it goes beep, beep, and you can get out and leave the truck running and then shut the door and lock it. And then all the other safeties are still in effect. I forgot to tell you that one. But worth the wait and go. Yeah, I think you use good judgment. I wrote Matt an email and asked him how I could pay my dues remotely because the Brawlers has a real neat system set up. And I sent mine in the first part of December, the last part of November. And you can pay it with PayPal. Greer Club would be wise to do that. Because I always like to pay my dues. And they got to pay rent on the hall and all that stuff. But I don't know how, and I haven't received a message back from him. But I think I will. Anyways, Rusty, you go ahead and take it. I got to get in there. Bernice might not cook me shrimp for supper. So I hollered for you earlier, but didn't hear you. 73, everybody have a good, safe day. And 0TR clerk.
He will feed you no matter what. So, I mean, you know, if you talk about the fact that she won't feed you just because you don't go join her inside, you're stretching the truth there because she takes care of you. And hello, Dave.
Yeah, Tom, I was wondering what I was going to do about rear dues, too, because I got to pay them this time. And Rusty, Tom's the luckiest man on earth when it comes to food. I don't think any of us got it made like he does. Anyway, I'm about to back it in into my favorite parking spot, so good hearing from you. Take care. I'll go ahead and sign off W4DJW.
All of you later. W2T listening.